Penguin Audio presents Mayflower by Nathaniel Philbrick. Read by Edward Herman. Preface: The Two Voyages. We all want to know how it was in the beginning. From the Big Bang to the Garden of Eden to the circumstances of our own births, we yearn to travel back to that distant time when everything was new and full of promise. Perhaps then, we tell ourselves, we can start to make sense of the complex mess we are in today. But beginnings are rarely as clear-cut as we would like them to be. Take, for example, the event that most Americans associate with the start of the United States, the voyage of the Mayflower. We've all heard at least some version of the story, how in 1620 the pilgrims sailed to the New World in search of religious freedom, how, after drawing up the Mayflower Compact, they landed at Plymouth Rock and befriended the local Wampanoags, who taught them how to plant corn, and whose leader, or sachem, Massasoit, helped them celebrate the first Thanksgiving. From this inspiring inception came the United States. But as I have since discovered, the story of the pilgrims does not end with the first Thanksgiving. When we look to how the pilgrims and their children maintained more than 50 years of peace with the Wampanoags, and how that peace suddenly erupted into one of the deadliest wars ever fought on American soil, the history of Plymouth Colony becomes something altogether new, rich, troubling, and complex.